The legend grows.
Swinging a fly ball left field, fairly deep, going back. Brantley looking up and gone, a home run. Why not? Opposite field shot for Akil Badu. It's number four. Three of them opposite field shots. It's a 1-1 tie in the third.
Wow. There you go.
And that sets a record, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like four within the first eight games.
A Tiger record.
First Tiger ever to do that.
Think about it. Tigers have been around, Charlie, how long?
Oh. Early 1900s when we reformed, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And it's amazing. Can't take him out of the lineup. You might as well keep him in it until he cools down a bit.
I would put him in there even if it did cool down.
Yeah, right.
Because you never know when he might get hot again.
Right.
The Akil Badu story, and it's a growing story throughout Major League Baseball. There are others who are starting to pay attention to what this young man is doing, and it's fun to see his name pop up in other places.
Right, he just keeps on doing things. I was telling Charlie that there's a website I follow, and that follows the Tigers, and they have a bingo card, scorecard for Akil Badu, and they keep crossing it off. Triple, okay, he's got his first double, you know, grand slam, home run. And then they said, wait a second, we don't have ejection, because he almost got ejected last night. And they said, maybe we have to add ejection to the bingo card.
Well, how about an inside the park home run?
Yeah, well, they've got it on there. Yeah,
there you go.
Yes, they've got that.
It's been fun.
Or the cycle.
That's another one.
Mm-hmm.
At some point,
he's already made a defensive play.
Yep,
threw out somebody at second.
So he's earned his salary that will probably be increased after this season.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I would think so.
If you're the Tigers front office, aren't you already ordering Badu jerseys?
Oh my gosh!
Quickly,
merchandising.
Yes.
Yeah.
Going to be the next bobblehead. Take advantage
Bobble
of
Badu.
It.
Hey, there's a song title there. Bobble Badu.
Oh, people are having fun with that name already in a lot of different ways.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hope the fun continues all season long.
He does not need a nickname.
No, he does not.
No.
That's a good point.
Yeah, he doesn't.
His name already is.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't change that
very
up.
Good.
Badu. 844 on WSGW. On a daily basis, it seems we have a Badu headline. So before I tell you about Gorilla Hail, okay. I just love it. I just think that. So I understand the Michigan House yesterday voted to officially extend Michigan's tax deadline to May 17th. Remember the
right?
Because the federal one.
But Michigan's Department of Treasury did the same thing, which they could do, but it has to be codified, and now the House has voted
I see.
Okay, but I love government the way it works. It says here, the legislative relief for all cities, especially those who levy their own income taxes, you know, everything will be given similar extensions, state and city, except if you live in Detroit. Apparently, it says here that income tax city filers of city income tax in Detroit. Will not be able to have a waiver because the state was unable to grant the waiver of late penalties. Don't know why. It just says this is Detroit only. And so if you're a late city income tax filer in Detroit, you still got to file city income taxes by the 15th. If you don't, you'll pay interest on taxes owed.
Huh?
Yeah. And
That's
it's just for the city of Detroit. It doesn't tell me why. However, any interest accrued on Detroit income tax deficiencies, according to the state treasury, would be nominal, and even that would be eventually waived anyway.
Well, then what's
then
the point?
Why not waive it now?
Right. What is the point? What is the point?
Exactly. This is government. That is the point. If it's going to be waived anyway, why even?
Welcome to government. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. There you go. So I wanted to
don't
point
think.
That.
Just move on. And don't think.
It doesn't tell me why. It just says that for some reason the city of Detroit is the only city that apparently would be affected by this. So they had to pay him, but they're going to waive him anyway. Okay, let's move on. In parts of Texas, an extreme weather follower, a storm chaser, Reed Timmer, used the term gorilla hail when he shared a video driving through a hailstorm. As the hail was pounding his vehicle, damaging it to the point where his window was broken. His windshield was broken by this hail.
That can happen.
Yeah. He said it was one of the top five most intense hail storms he's ever encountered. Remarkable not just for its size, but for the fact it reportedly accumulated up to 3 inches on ground in places in Texas. Mm. Here's the size of some of that gorilla hail he had.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. Looks like snowballs.
Yeah.
It does.
Would have pulled a link up on the morning team page. Want to catch it? I mean, yeah, he got two hailstones like in his hand compared to a quarter.
Size of a baseball.
At least. Yeah. At least. Mm. Damaging windshields, not just his, another property that took place in Texas. I mean, we know hailstorms, unfortunately, can do severe damage to property. Agriculture. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
But I just love the term. Gorilla hail. Do they forecast that?
I don't know.
Cloudy today with a chance of storms and gorilla hail.
Yeah. Probably a chance of large hail, maybe.
But who would pay attention to that?
Nobody.
No. But if you
gorilla
said,
hail.
If you said gorilla hail.
What is gorilla hail?
Right.
People would pay attention to that.
Right. Too much bad weather happening in Texas.
Is
that different from orangutan hail?
Well, you know, I don't know. I need a size comparison.
Orangutan hail is probably a little reddish in color.
Good point. Choose your animal.
That's right.
Okay, so what state do you think in this great nation of ours of 50 states do you think is auctioning off to the highest bidders a chance for you to drive around with your own personalized license plate with a cannabis theme?
Iowa.
Michigan.
Colorado.
Colorado it is.
Oh, I was wrong. Oh, all right. Not Iowa.
I liked Iowa, though. that great state of cannabis growing.
Yeah.
All that cannabis hidden in the corn.
In the corn. They hide
You're right, Dave. Yeah, it's Colorado.
Yep.
Got to have that Rocky Mountain high, you know.
Oh, very nice. The state is selling rights to 14 different plates with pot-themed messages, it says. Doesn't give me all the choices, but among the choices that you can try and bid on are bong, hash,
all right.
Ganja, and is it 420?
Almost.
Is there a Cheech and Chong plate in there somewhere?
Really, Cheech and Chong, we can do both. Apparently it says at this particular time, is it 420? Has already brought in bids over $6,500.
So, making money off it. All right.
So if it's working in Colorado, why? I could see some other states going, man, if they can get that kind of.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just a matter of time until it happens in Michigan, probably.
I'm going to have to look up and see if I can find what the other themes are. I mean, if these are just the four we have here, bong, hash, ganja, and is it 420? I can only imagine what the other ones are going to be. The state of Colorado.
Oh, well.
So, yeah. There you go, folks. Would you drive around with a plate like that on your vehicle?
No.
I know Art would, but I know many who would.
I know many who would.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd probably do too, but it wouldn't be me, that's for sure. By the way, did any of you happen to see Jeopardy last night?
Yeah, I did.
No.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers
is
hosting.
It was funny. Aaron Rodgers is hosting, and a question comes up for the crew that has to do with, in the 60s, who won 5 NFL championships. Not one of them knew the answer, and Rodgers was dumbfounded.
Really?
It was the Green Bay Packers.
Really?
It was sad and funny. Sad that they didn't know it is what I mean.
He had his dumbfounded look and spread his arms out like, here I am, you know?
For all those years he's played with the Packers, he doesn't know his Packer history.
Yeah, he does.
Oh.
No, it was them.
He knew. He knew.
No. None of the three contestants knew.
See, they put him on the bench for that. Was he the clue too?
No. It was the question was simply who won 5 NFL titles in the '60s.
He could have started clearing his throat or something like that. Yeah.
By the way, Art, you're incorrect. That's not. It wasn't the question. It wasn't the question. It was the answer.
The answer, yes. Yes. In Jeopardy.
In Jeopardy. You give the. Yeah. Sorry.